This is Wave Farm radio artist fellow Karen Werner, and I'm excited to share with you this piece from the Wave Farm radio art archive called Qualia by the Spanish-Belgian radio artist Charo Calvo. Qualia is a word that refers to the intangible feelings and memories that come up in response to sensory perception. Calvo, who works with sound in an intuitive and skillful way, sound designs the stories of five women, evoking in sound what can't be said in words. Each of the five women in this piece is, like Calvo, an artist living in Belgium, but originally from somewhere else. Calvo invites each woman to tell a story in her mother tongue. Calvo, who is from Spain, is the fifth storyteller in the piece. Charo Calvo produced Qualia for the Australian Broadcast Corporation show Soundproof in 2016, and the piece has won numerous awards. Qualia is 45 minutes long.
I don't hear very clearly since I am born. I was 6 when I started to wear hearing aids. Like all machines, it doesn't get along with water. Better to not to have them on the boat.
Ma mère, sans aucun doute, a veillé à ce que mes appareils restent à terre.
I had 7 years of speech therapy.
It took me a while to get all the words straight.
I watch lips
like a ballet dance.
Blank, bling, blank, blank.
Nous avions une maison près de la mer, en Hollande. Nous faisons souvent de la voile. Quel âge avais-je?
We had a holiday house near the Dutch Sea, and we often went sailing. How old was I?
C'est un bateau blanc, à 8 places, fait d'une agglomération de plastique, de colle et de je ne sais quoi.
It's a sailing boat, all white, with 8 seats. It's made of heavy plastic glue and I don't know what else.
Je porte un gilet de sauvetage orange et je suce les nanières tressées serrées bleu outre-mer.
I'm wearing an orange life jacket and I'm sucking the tight woven night blue strap.
Un délicieux goût de sel. En écho de sanglots, une consolation à l'envers.
A lovely taste of salt and tears. An echo of sable sobbing. A backwards comfort.
Je porte, sous le gilet de sauvetage obligatoire, un autre gilet. Celui-ci, non obligatoire, en laine.
Under my obligatory life jacket, I am wearing another jacket, but this one is made of wool.
Chaque ligne porte une couleur, tricotée par les bons
soins. Each line in this jacket has a different color.
Par les bons soins de ma tante suédoise Gunella.
It was kindly knitted by my Swedish aunt Gunella.
Que je n'ai vu que quelques fois.
Who I have seen only a few times.
Le gilet pend dans l'atelier à présent, résistant, même après le passage de mes deux fils.
The cardigan now hangs in my studio, It has remained intact after my two sons have grown up.
Dans l'atelier, je dessine des couleurs tricotées à l'aide de crayons.
In the studio, I draw knitted colors with pencils.
En dessin, chaque couleur devient un son, une fréquence, un ton.
Each color becomes a sound, a frequency, a tune.
On joue avec les graves, les aigus.
Playing with the low and the high notes.
Subtile lumière qui agit sur le ton.
Subtle light which reacts to the tunes.
Comme sur une caisse de résonance.
Just like a drum.
Elle vibre en retour.
It vibrates in return.
Each color becomes a sound, a frequency, a tune, playing with a low and a high note.
Subtle light which reacts to the tunes, just like a drum.
Je me suis levée tout à l'avant du bateau, sous le foc, petite voile triangulaire qui charge courageusement le vent. Le soleil brille.
I curl up, right in front of the boat, on his nose, under the jeep, a small triangle sail who bravely search for the wind.
Le soleil brille.
The sun shines.
Ma mère, sans aucun doute, a veillé à ce que mes appareils restent à terre.
My mother surely made certain that my hearing aid stays on land.
I don't hear very clearly since I am born. I was six when I started to wear hearing aids. Like all machines, it doesn't get along with water. Better to not to have them on the boat. Il y a peut-être 8 places sur le voilier blanc, mais où se trouve ma place?
There's maybe 8 places on the white boat, but where is my place?
En position de foetus, le pavillon de mon oreille est collé à la paroi. J'entends un clapotis incessant, un son qui roule et résonne dans tout le bateau tambour. L'eau joue pour moi un baume cicatrisant.
In a fetal position, my ear is right against the surface. I hear a constant lapping. The sound rumbles through the drum boat. Water acts as a healing balm for me.
Je m'endors, bercée.
I fall fast asleep. The boat rocks me.
Soudain, je glisse et tombe dans l'eau.
And then, I drift off the boat and fall into the water. World almost without a sound. Huge arms takes me, surround me with the green. Everything is pure. Tout est si calme, si tranquille. Dedans, dehors, les yeux ouverts. Everything is so quiet, so still. Inside, outside, eyes wide open.
Je suis présente. Et inconsciente. Je suis
I am aware
et ne suis pas.
And I am unaware. I am and I am not. I know everything and I know nothing. Mmh.
Mon gilet de sauvetage et ma mère me hissent et me déposent comme un paquet ruisselant à bord, tel un nouveau-né.
My life jacket and my mother bring me back on board, dropping me like a dripping package, a newborn.
Son visage est crispé par la peur et son regard est froid, d'une intense concentration.
My mother's face is tense with fear and her eyes are cold, reflecting intense concentration.
Je jette un œil vers l'eau et je regrette déjà ses bras.
I look back to the water and miss her green arms already. Mère qui aime et accepte tout en silence. Ocean sea who loves and accepts all in silence.
Bon, donc je suis dans le bus. Et tous ces gens parlent et pensent qu'ils peuvent tout savoir, peuvent tout te dire, peuvent tout demander. T'es juif, pas juif, tu viens d'où, tu parles quoi, tu es marié, divorcé, combien d'enfants?
Where do you come from?
Ani mi Belgia, aval garti po, garti betzfat lifnei, kshayiti ktana.
She says, from Belgium. But I lived in Tzfat a long time ago when I was a child.
אישה באוטובוס אומרת, יש לך געגועים לצפת?
She says, the woman in the bus asks me, do you feel געגועים for Tzfat?
לא הכרתי את המילה הזאת, אבל הבנתי אותה. געגועים.
She says, I did not know the word, but at that moment I understood it.
זה בדיוק מה שאני הרגשתי. געגועים.
It expresses what I feel. געגועים.
געגועים. מביאים אותי לספר, ספר לגברים, ספר רגיל.
They take me to the hairdresser, one for men, a barber, rudimentary.
השיער נושר ונופל, מהר, בלי היסוס, בלי רחמים.
My hair falls swiftly, without hesitation, ruthless.
אני רואה שיער על הרצפה. מלא שיער, שיער בהיר, מסולסל, מפוזר, מבריק, כמו חיות קטנות, מיטות.
I see it all over the floor. A tiny pile of hair, fair, curly, scattered, shining. Tiny dead animals.
זהו.
It's done.
גמור. אני לא יכולה להחזיר אחורה.
No way of going back now.
Hasman Netzal.
Time has stopped.
הם חופשים לכובע טמבל. כובע פשוט, מכותנה לבנה.
She says, they put a cap on my head, a white cotton simpleton's cap. Burning shame.
והבושה לוהטת. אני יוצאת לרחוב, מהססת.
I step out into the street. I hesitate.
הם אומרים לי, לכי הביתה.
They say,
לכי הביתה.
Go home.
עכשיו צהריים. השמש מכה על הכובע. חם.
The sun beats down on my cap. It's midday.
השכן הקטן נמצא בגן לפני הבית. הוא רוצה לשחק, אבל אני רוצה להתחבא. הוא מפחיד אותי.
The little boy who lives next door is in his front garden. He wants to play. I want to hide. He scares me.
אני מרגישה מכה על מצחי.
I feel something strike my forehead.
מכה יבשה ותקיפה.
Hard and violent.
אבן קטנה ומחודדת. כמה טיפות דם נופלות.
A small sharp stone, a few drops of blood fall.
אני רואה כתמי דם קטנים על שמלת הקיץ שלי.
I see red spots on my summer dress.
את רואה? יש לי צלקת פה.
Can you see? I still have the scar here.
אני שרה.
I sing.
למה אני שרה?
She asks, why do you sing?
געגועים. געגועים.
געגועים.
המילה שאני לא הכרתי. לשיר זה קשור לזה, זה קשור לאור, לאור הבהיר. לחום.
That word that I didn't know, to sing is a little like that. It's a bright light, a pain.
הצער לבדידות. פרצה שמחכה. מחכה לנוכחות.
Heat and loneliness. An expecting void. Expecting presence.
את מבינה? מבינה מה שאני אומרת.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
אני צריכה ללכת. הרכבת מגיעה. שלום, 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 כן, שלום.
She says, I have to leave. My train is coming. See you soon. Bye.
Sì, vuoi uscire? Aveva una cagnolina bianca. Un miscuglio di razza, era molto speciale.
She says, I had a little white dog, a mongrel, all white, a very special one.
Si chiamava Lyra.
She was called Lyra.
Aveva la stessa altezza di una gatta, molto fine.
She was as big as a cat and very elegant.
Gli avevo comprato un collare rosa con delle gemme false, no? Per carità.
I had bought her a pink necklace with fake gems. Well, it was a cat's necklace.
Era per i gatti, ma gli stava così bene.
But it was perfect for her.
E sai? Non aveva bisogno del guinzaglio, mi seguiva dappertutto e capiva tutto quello che dicevo.
She says, she didn't need a leash. She followed me everywhere and she understood everything I said.
Cantavamo insieme.
We used to sing together.
E ballava dritta dritta.
And she danced on her two tiny hind legs.
Il fantastico è che mi accompagnava tutti i giorni a scuola e se ne tornava a casa da sola.
Every morning she came with me to school and returned home alone, amazingly enough.
Un giorno ci stavamo avviando per la scuola, come tutti i giorni, no? E a un certo punto ha cominciato a correre, abbaiando.
One morning, as we were on our way to school, she suddenly took off running and barking. She was getting dangerously close to the road. Maybe she spotted another dog or something. I don't know.
La chiamai perché non sembrava accorgersi delle tante auto che andavano veloci, no?
I yelled her name. I saw that she hadn't noticed the cars driving very fast and very close to her.
Un furgone bianco l'ha stravolta e l'ha spezzata in due. Così, proprio sotto i miei occhi.
A white van knocked her down and drove over her, splitting her in two.
Sono rimasta paralizzata. E poi ero lontano, gridavo, singhiozzavo senza poter respirare.
I was stunned. Did not move. I shouted, I cried, I wept. I could not stop weeping.
Allora ho corso fino alla scuola senza girarmi più, piangendo. E piangevo.
Then I ran all the way to school without looking back once.
Ho pianto per giorni e giorni.
And I cried for days and days.
La mamma, stufata dai miei pianti, un giorno mi ha detto, ma che piangi così? È solo un cane, dai. E sono sicura che non piangerai così alla mia morte, questo?
Quando mamma data fatta, quando mamma data fatta.
My mother, tired of hearing me weeping, told me one day, stop crying like that, it was only a dog. I'm sure you won't cry like that for me when I die.
La. Il tempo ha passato e ho lasciato l'Italia per fare l'attrice. E non ci sono tornata più.
Time passed and I left Italy to become an actor. And I never went back there.
Un giorno però mi hanno chiamato per dirmi che la mamma era morta e che l'avrebbero cremata il giorno dopo.
One day I received a phone call announcing my mother's death and that she was to be cremated the next day.
J'ai pensé, ma così pronto?
We're so fast, so quick.
Ho preso un treno di notte.
I took a night train.
E la mattina sono direttamente arrivata al crematorio.
And the next morning I went directly to the crematorium.
Era in una cappiglia.
In a chapel.
The coffin was closed.
The coffin was closed.
And an unfamiliar woman started to talk about...
And a woman, a stranger, surely hired by the funeral company, started
God,
a speech about God,
the paradise,
and heaven. A disgusting sweet melody played in the background.
Proprio d'un colpo così, una delle mie zie, une de mes tantes, s'est levée et s'est dirigée vers l'hôtel. Puis elle a ouvert la barre, le cercueil.
Suddenly, one of my aunts stepped up to the altar and opened the coffin.
La tête de maman est apparue, pâlida, frêle.
My mother's head appeared.
Silencieuse.
Pallid, frail and silent.
Her hair was white.
Her hair was all white.
As Lila's fur.
Like Lyra's fur.
Ho urlato, singhiozzato.
I cried, yelled, wept without any restraint.
Davanti al suo corpo.
Before her dead body.
Comme
the
devant le corps de Lyra.
Way I did before Lyra's.
Mais elle ne m'entendait pas.
But she could not hear me.
Yani havaya bir taş atar ve yerden bir taş alıp havadaki taşı avucunda yakalar. Yani havaya bir taş atar ve yerden iki taş alıp havadaki taşı avucunda yakalar.
She says.
Yani
I mean, you throw a stone in the air, collect one stone from the ground and catch the falling stone in your hand.
Yani?
I mean, you throw a stone in the air, collect two stones from the ground and catch the falling stone in your hand.
Yani?
I mean, you throw a stone in the air, collect three stones from the... I mean, you throw a stone in the air, you throw... I mean, you throw a stone in the air, collect three stones from the ground and catch the stone, catch the falling stone in your hand.
Ve yerden iki taş alır, havadaki taşı avucunda yakalar. Eğer havaya attığı taşı yakalayamaz veya yerden birden fazla taş alırsa oynama hakkı diğer arkadaşına geçer. Türkiye'ye tatile gitmiştik her yaz olduğu gibi. Benden birkaç yaş küçük olan bir çocukla tanışmıştım.
She says, we went to Turkey for the holidays as usual. There I met a little boy who was a bit younger than me.
Kafasına bir şey düşmüş, konuşmuyor dediler.
One day something fell on his head and since then he refused to speak.
Bir çekim gücüyle sessizliğin
I wanted to be part of his silence, so
parçası olabilmek için
I invited him to play
beş taş oynayalım mı diye teklif ettim.
The five stone game.
O sadece bakıyordu bana.
He just stood there looking at me.
Ben devam ettim. Önce taş aramaya koyuldum. Seçenek çoktu çünkü. Köy verinde her yerde taş bulmak mümkündü.
I began searching for good stones. I had many choices. In small villages you can easily find stones everywhere.
Eğer havaya attığı taşı yakalayamaz veya yerden birden fazla taş alırsa.
She says, if the player doesn't catch the stone in the air, he gives the turn to the next player. If the player touches any stones that he is not supposed to touch, or if the players don't catch all the stones in the air, he gives the turn to the next player.
Havaya attığı taşı kapamazsa, sana hakkı diye arkadaş bırakacağım.
I asked him to paint one stone. He painted it in red.
Ya da kırmızıya boyadığı taş oyunun rotası diye anlat. Ve başladım.
The red stone marks the rotation of the game, I said. And I began.
Bir süre oynadıktan sonra denemesi için ona bıraktığımda o bana doğru taşları toplu bir şekilde kaydırarak ellerimin önüne koydu.
After playing a while, I offered him the stones. He then slid all the stones back into my palm.
Sonra aynı şekilde taşları onun ellerinin önüne bıraktım.
Later I put the stones into his hand as I did before.
Yaprak hafifliğinde olan eliyle ilk defa dokunuyormuş gibi toparladı taşları.
His palm at the touch felt like soft dried leaves.
Havaya bir taş attı ve avucunun içinde yakaladı.
He threw a stone in the air and caught it in his palm.
O anda avucunun içindeki doğum lekesini gördüğümde fark ettim. Şaşkınlığım ile etrafımda her şey ağır bir çekimle ilerliyordu sanki.
In that moment, I saw it. The birthmark. A perfect circle in the palm of his hand. Everything around me was moving in slow motion.
Yerle gök arasında çizgisel bir uzantı oluşturan ritim akışında eli, yerle gök arasındaki ilişkiyi yatay olarak kesip ekleyen bir dinamoydu sanki.
From between the ground until the sky, a fine line was composing in a rhythmic flow. His hand moved between the ground and the air and cut horizontally as it turned like a dynamo.
Yani yatay olarak avuç içi ve el, elin tersi arasındaki yuvarlak hareketle avuç içindeki yuvarlak leke ve lekeye düşen yuvarlak bir taş oyunuydu izlediğim.
As his palm flicked back and forth, the birthmark appeared each time like a shadow of the falling stone.
Havaya attığı taş, avucunun içindeki doğum lekesinde düşmesinden dolayı geometrik şekiller görmemi sağladı.
I was seeing geometric shapes traced in the air by the stone and the birthmark.
Figüratif ve geometrik algının etkili gücüyle böyle tanıştım.
And could feel the effective power of geometry and figurative sense.
Sonra tatil bitti.
Then the holiday was over.
Veda etme zamanı geldiğinde
the time came to say goodbye.
Ben ona taşlarla birlikte bir defter verdim.
I gave him the stones and a notebook.
Defterin içinde nerede hangi taşı bulduk, nerelerde oynadık, boyayarak taşları nasıl kişileştirdik.
In the notebook he could find where we found each stone, where we played, how we made the stones our own by painting them.
Nasıl bir zihin haritası oluşturarak beraber bir arşiv yarattığımızı göstermek istedim.
How we made a mind map and how we made our archive together.
O da bana taşların arasından kırmızı olanını verdi.
He gave me back the red stone.
Kırmızı taşı bir şekilde kaybettim.
Somehow I lost the red stone.
Çatar ve yerden iki taş alır, havadaki taşı avucunda yakalar.
Sí, sí, claro que les oía. Me estaban buscando. Pero yo no me iba a mover de allí.
Yes, she says. Yes, yes, I heard them. They were looking for me. But I wasn't going to move.
Seguid llamándome, niñas. Tú también, mi querida Pepa. No me voy a mover de aquí.
Keep on calling my name, girls. You as well, my dear Pepa. I'm not moving.
Sentada al borde del acantilado.
Sitting here at the edge of the cliffs.
Enfrente de ese horizonte curvo que nunca antes había visto.
Facing this curved horizon that I'd never seen before.
De vez en cuando unas gotas muy frías me mojan las piernas.
Occasionally very cold drops wet my legs.
Respiro el olor de las algas, las medusas.
I breathe in the smell of seaweed, jellyfish.
Las sardinas, las caracolas.
Sardines, shells.
Caracolas. De las rocas pulverizadas por estas olas enormes que nunca cesan.
The smell of old rocks smashed to dust by those huge waves never ceasing.
Solo ahora entiendo que la tierra es redonda, que gira.
Only now, she says, I realize the earth is round.
Que viaja como una nave.
That it spins, travels like a spaceship.
Arrastrando toda esta cantidad de agua verde temblorosa.
Pulling along this huge amount of green, trembling water.
Con las nubes enganchadas.
With the clinging clouds.
Y el viento alborotado como un cachorro.
The noisy wind, noisy as a puppy.
Las avispas nerviosas.
Dangerous, jittery wasps.
Aquel velero pequeñito.
That small sailboat and...
Y a mí con ellos.
And me, with them, sitting.
Muy quieta.
Very still.
A toda velocidad por el gran espacio.
Space. Traveling at high speed. Through space.
Seguid llamándome, niñas. Monitoras gritonas y enrabiadas. No me voy a mover de aquí.
Keep on calling me, girls, you screaming and enraged instructors. I'm not going to move from here.
That was Qualia, produced in 2016 by Spanish-Belgian radio artist Charo Calvo. For more information about Charo Calvo, including a link to an essay about this piece, Qualia, and to learn about many other wonderful radio artists, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.